Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. The first one today comes from Jody, who says, I struggle with my midsection. I believe I'm an H shape, but I'm lean with an hourglass shape with a slightly wider hip, high hip. I always try to hide my tummy and I'm unsure how to look long and lean. So whatever your shape, the actual easiest way to look long and lean is to wear a column of colour. And this is because when we have an unbroken line from kind of torso to down to your knees, at least say, what that does is give us a longer vertical. And so therefore it makes it just easier. It's not breaking you, particularly across your midsection. So if that's the part of you that you want to camouflage the most, then having a column of color is a really good way of doing this. Also, of course, dressing to your H-shape rules helps, dragging attention up towards your face. So thinking about, you know, earrings, jewelry, scarves, patterning your top half that will help to actually distract from your midsection, bringing the attention up towards your face, dress the portrait with something exciting, whether it's a small baby whippet or whether it's something else like some great earrings. So dress this area, make this bit what you want people to focus on, and then they're not going to be looking at your midsection. So many of us, when we're getting dressed, we really focus on the bits we want to hide rather than actually providing some visual distraction for the bits we want people to notice. So think about putting this bit as your focus, making this really exciting and interesting, and then people are less going to be looking at your midsection. And also just thinking about, say, a curved hem that just goes to just below the peak of your tummy. And that also can be, for your tops, can be a very flattering look as well. So they're just a few tips to help you, Jody, and anybody else who has a similar issue, because you are not alone. I can tell you that there are plenty of other women who feel the same and have similar sorts of, you know, dressing issues. The next question today comes from Mara, who says, my main problem is that I hide my femininity. Also, the bright warm colours are my style. Half my closet is chic, feminine and elegant, but rarely worn. I only actually wear it at home. Outside, I still wear a kind of armour of dark, ugly suits. They're very classic, but even with a power colour, it's just hiding my soft side. I feel that all women will hate me and all men will be sexist. Now, I think that there's something going on here that's beyond clothes. So if you think you need to wear that sort of dark armour of clothing, maybe in the workplace, it could be thinking about, well, you know, am I working somewhere very masculine where I feel I need that armor? Or could I put that dark suit with a soft blouse that's more feminine, more elegant, rather than a crisp cotton shirt that's more masculine? So I always think this is really useful when we think about how do I, you know, balance the feminine with the masculine? How do I balance the strong with the soft? How do I balance the approachable with the authoritative? And this is where yin and yang is such a useful concept. Now, I've got lots of blog posts about yin and yang and how to alter the appearance of garments. But I think too that there is something here that's going on internally for you, worrying that all women will hate you. I'm not sure why you think that, you know, because if, you know, we're wearing very masculine clothes outside, that gives a very strong appearance. But you know, maybe you're being less approachable than you want to be. And so maybe that's the reaction you're getting. I don't know. So I would think about that. There's probably something psychologically going on that you have these feelings. So I would be looking into that. There's no reason why you can't start embracing your more elegant feminine side. I would just do that in small baby steps, because if you've been doing one thing for a long time, going the whole hog and doing the opposite can feel too much. So this is where I would just start adding in small elements of the feminine, small elements of the elegant, until you get that balance that works for you. Last question today comes from Claire. And she says, my biggest challenge right now is that I have a rapid weight gain with hormonal and adrenal disruptions, menopause and stress. I think we know a bit about this. My body is different. Nothing fits anymore. I'm not sure if this is temporary or my new body. I know what works or has worked for me before, but I've got two questions. Will I go back to what I was before or not? It's unlikely you'll go back to being exactly as you were. Because just with the hormonal changes, it tends to redistribute where we hold weight. So as we lose estrogen with age, so estrogen tends to make fat dominant on the lower half of the body, so the hips, thighs and buttocks, versus when we lose that estrogen, the weight gain tends to go more around your middle. So even if you lose the weight, you might find that you've lost your waist that you had before. So I would suggest that there's a potential that your body is not going to be the same as what it was. It is not unusual. Now, some people do manage to go back to the same, but I'd say there's a good chance it may not be the same just because of that hormonal redistribution of weight. And so number two, if I don't, I'm not sure how to dress this body. I also don't want to buy a whole bunch of new clothes that will be too big in a little while when I hopefully balance things out. But I want to stop feeling awful wearing too tight clothing or not being able to zip up dresses. My strategy, I think, is to try and get things that might be okay, even if a bit big. So wrap dresses as an example, or things that can be belted, but it's still a struggle right now. I wish to have my body back to where it's not much of a mystery of what to wear, or to be able to buy things I know I'll be able to wear for many years, and also to make shopping easier and a less mental and emotional work. I would kind of want someone to tell me this, this, and this are what you should buy. I partly feel like I need to get things settled and not in transition first, so I know what my body is before I buy, because I do like to buy less and better quality, hence more expensive pieces. It's such a challenge right now. So I would think about buying, you need to have some clothes that work for you right now, whether or not they work in the future. So it could be buying a few things that are a bit cheaper, but that have stretch in them. And this is where, when there's a bit more stretch, you can potentially go between sizes a little bit more. And absolutely, you're right, thinking about things that are belted that you can generally pull in or let out a bit. So garments with a bit of stretch rather than wovens that have no give are going to be your friend. But, you know, maybe this is not the time to buy the more expensive investment pieces until your body has settled down and you know what you've got. You also may need to look at getting a new set of body shape kind of particulars, which is going to give you that list of this, this, and this is what you need. Because say you've had a wasted shape in the past, but now you have lost your waist, menopause is making you lose your waist, you may be going, say, from an X shape through to an H shape. So what I'd be doing is do my body shape calculator, figure out what is your shape now, and then start looking at those recommendations, because they're going to give you the more flattering garments for your current body and potentially for your future body. So you may have to completely change what you have always gone for and worked, and this can be a bit of an adjustment. I can tell you it takes a bit of time, but it is absolutely possible for you to find a new way and a new style that works for the body you have now and going into the future. And give yourself a break, because it's a pretty big change. And I've been through the menopause. There's a lot of changes that happen. And so we need to give ourselves a break when these things happen and maybe get a little bit more realistic. You know, I'd love to have the slimmer body I might have had, but now life is a bit different. My body isn't behaving like it used to, and I have to adjust to the body I have now, just as we all do as we go through this change of life. So think about some clothes with some stretch. Think about looking at a new set of body shape guidelines, potentially, because they may be the ones that take you forward. You may get lucky and go back to what you were, or you might find that it is a new body and that you have to adjust your requirements. So just a few tips, but do the body shape calculator. And I think this is where getting that education in style really makes a big difference, because it really helps you figure out what does and doesn't work for you, so that when you are shopping, you're feeling so much more empowered rather than feeling like you're at a loss, so that you know what are the things you're actually looking for rather than randomly buying things that don't work. So thank you all for your questions, and thank you so much for watching, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips, and don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.